survey at every town we go to. And it's real, real simple. We want to know if you're with us or if you're against us.
And that truly was the entire motto of the NWO. Yeah, we're about to do the Dynamite recap.
Yeah.
Just had to give you a little bit more of the bad guy before we get into it, because, like, again, like was said in the earlier clip, like, Scott Hall was the fucking man. I don't know if you know it. I don't know if you guys know it. I don't even know if I truly understand it. Scott Hall was the fucking man. But on that note, we're going to get into this week's Dynamite recap. Myself,
Alex,
Serena.
Everybody got their toothpicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, if we sound a little bit different this evening.
Different.
Everybody got a toothpick. It's bad guy night, man. We're celebrating the bad guy. So everybody got their toothpick. I even got one in my ear in case my backup toothpick fucks up. So what we got first on Daka Serena?
Our first match was a trios match in which Adam Cole and Red Dragon defeated Adam Page and Jurassic Express.
Which is rude as hell.
The lesser Adam won.
I know, it was rude.
And Jurassic Express, I mean, how the fuck you gonna come out and beat up a dinosaur, man? He's fucking prehistoric. Like, you.
He's a big man.
I had to pull my toothpick out of my mouth to say, motherfucker prehistoric. Can't beat him up. I mean, I even watched him headbutt Bobby Fish and went, fuck, his spike just went into his head. By the way, I need background information.
Yeah.
What type of dinosaur
is he?
Luchasaurus? Because I know he's got two spikes on his head. Immediately, I go to a Triceratops. But I don't know. So, that's kind of where I'm at now. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, it doesn't say. It's just a dinosaur.
Well, this
he is just a dinosaur.
See, this is why Serena runs social media. I also feel like she might be more so in the producer role as well, because she keeps us on point, on track. All that good shit.
I mean, yeah, I'm not even going to try to dig deep into the files and try to find what kind.
On the Instagram page, can we get some S's in the chat for Serena?
Oh my God.
For all the hard work she does. Because literally, I'm going to be straight up honest with y'all. I watch the shit. I take in the shit. I was taking notes on, like, paper with a pen. She just stepped in and was like, I got notes. I got all the notes. She runs our social media. I feel like you don't get enough props. Can we get some props for Serena?
Thank you.
Like, she runs our social media. When y'all see the pictures of the fig photography. Yes. When y'all see the pictures of the fig photography, that's Serena. When we get the absolutely beautiful posts like we did for the bad guy Scott Hall that made me cry a little bit, that's Serena.
Yeah.
So like like I said, I push a button, microphone's already hooked up to the computer. She does all the background. She's got the notes, the pictures, yeah. Social media, everything. So can we get some props?
Thank you.
For basically what is our producer.
I just like stepped in and was like, yeah, I got it.
But yes. So by the way, if I ever say hit up the comment section,
don't
motherfucker, be nice. you be nice to our producer. Because if you don't, then we're just going to have to do a live episode through the gimmick or the fucking Braindead podcast on Podbean and then let y'all fucking little internet fucking trolls talk shit then. Because then you're going to have to talk to me. Then you're going to have to talk to me. You're going to have to talk to Brad. You're going to have to talk to Lucas. And unfortunately for your ego, you would have to talk to Alex.
Alex is pretty good with it.
It's not going well.
I'm good at messing people up.
But yes.
Verbally.
I remember that day.
Yes, this is a day of remembrance for Scott Hall. Thank you for the beautiful things that you said.
Yeah. Yes, it was wonderful.
I actually did want to take a moment on the podcast.
It wasn't long, but I knew what needed to be said.
No, but I did want to take a moment personally on the podcast to say thank you for that. Those were some very beautiful words. That man meant a lot to me. I got my Scott Hall NWO figure right here in front of the microphone right now. He's chilling. You almost said something bad guy?
Apparently the hashtag's what got you.
Yeah.
It did, man. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do. Man, this shit got me. Hit me right in the fucking heart. And yes, thank you.
Yeah.
You've been amazing for this podcast. Thank you for taking over the challenges. The Whoa. Instagram, yeah.
All right, there's the app.
Got explosions for Scott Hall.
That's right. I was like, whoa.
But yeah, man, thank you. You know some beautiful things with that podcast, or with the podcast Instagram. I said some beautiful words about Scott Hall, and that was awesome. And I greatly appreciate that. So, we're going to move on to the next match?
Yeah.
Did we even finish the first match?
Oh, it was Adam Cole and Red Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, they pinned.
I'm still left with the same question. What species of dinosaur is it?
Top 10 question science still can't answer.
What the fuck is Luchasaurus? Well, he's a lucha, but he's a saurus.
He's a dinosaur.
Is he a dinosaur or is he a lucha? Or is he a lucha or is he a dinosaur? What came first? The lucha, the dinosaur, or the egg?
Oh,
Instagram,
God.
Hit it up in the comments.
Somebody just
give me some info.
Unsolved mysteries.
Unsolved wrestling mysteries. What the fuck is Luchasaurus?
All good questions.
I'd like to bring this up before we get to the end of it, though. Like a note that I was told to take before the next match gets discussed. Jay Lethal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring it on.
What the fuck is up with Jay
Lethal? How are you going to hire Jay Lethal?
Yeah, I specifically, you brought this up to me.
I did.
While Dynamite was on.
Because I saw the dark results and I saw his name.
So. I was like, hey, take note of that, please. Tony Khan. This ain't directed to nobody else. It ain't Scott D'Amore. It ain't Vince McMahon. It ain't fucking El Jefe and MLW. It's directed at you, Mr. Tony Khan. First of all, please buy the NWO entrance music. And Vince McMahon, if you're pissed, send us a cease and desist so I can at least frame it and put it on the wall. I actually didn't bring that up. We did use the NWO music.
Yeah.
Cease and desist.
That's too damn bad.
Don't jump straight to sue it. I know Vinnie Mac loves to send cease and desist letters. I'll take one. I'll frame it and put it on the wall. I'm so puzzled by this. I'm trying to find a good way to go about it. Okay. So, Tony Khan signs Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal has a match on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Jay Lethal then has a match on Rampage. And then Jay Lethal just fucking disappeared into the backdrops of AEW Dark.
Yeah.
Now, We look across the board at every Ring of Honor superstar released. Brody King, Weekly, Dynamite, or Rampage. We look at Matt Taven, PCO, Mike Bennett, Maria Kanellis, and
I couldn't tell you the name.
Kenny King. I'm finding it funny that I'm remembering the Ring of Honor people's names and not the Boston Knee Party.
Knee Party?
The fucking... What the fuck's his name?
I...
Sammy Callahan faced him.
I...
Oh, God, Serena, yeah, will you I look up... Will you look it up? The Boston Knee Party.
Eddie Edwards?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry that I made you actually go through all that trouble because I knew his fucking name.
You're good.
I knew his name. I just didn't want to remember his name. Why is it that all of these people from Ring of Honor are being featured on television? The Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, which we will get a match coming up, which we will, we're going to watch. We'll podcast about it. Bandido versus Jonathan Gresham. Bandido's carrying around the newer Ring of Honor World title. Jonathan Gresham carrying around the older one, which I prefer. Looks more like the NWA 10 pounds of gold. They're currently Matt Cardona's holding, but fuck Matt Cardona. No, I love you, Matt.
He's love like, you, what?
You're the reason that I collect wrestling figures to this day.
And
so
now you're the reason that I collect figures.
See?
So
it just goes
passed down
the line. Why is it that Jay Lethal is shoved to dark when guys like Jonathan Gresham, the ROH heavyweight champion, is running his own promotion called Terminus? And guys like PCO and...
I guess God, that guy.
I guess this would be a better question. Is YouTube above Axis TV? Because, I mean, like, you watch guys like Jay Lethal on YouTube on Dark.
Yeah.
When, like, every week on Axis TV on Thursday nights, we get Impact and Honor No More, again, featuring Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, The Kingdom. I mean, these dudes are fucking Ring of Honor legends. The Kingdom are featured on television. Vincent is on television. Shout out to the Righteous. Dig what I'm saying? Nobody's going to get that other than a Ring of Honor fan, but we got guys like that, and then we got Danhausen on Dynamite or Rampage Weekly coming out with the Best Friends.
Yeah.
Why is Jay Lethal shoved to dark?
That's another top 10 question.
You brought that up to me earlier, Serena. You were the one that said that you were like Jay Lethal. And
I
I'm
saw
like,
the results that they throw across the bottom.
Yeah.
I saw his name and I went, wait a minute.
And I was like, fuck, Jay Lethal. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, and then it hit me. I was like, he's still in dark. Why? Tell me, Con, tell me why. Hey. I've already messaged Danhausen about being on the podcast.
He's heard our potty mouths. That's what it is.
I feel like
he's like, I can't be on something that...
Danhausen's so like, y'all are too foul. I can't do it. Whatever. Which, I venture to say, if that's the reason why, then please listen to our podcast. We do have listeners from Detroit and Canada.
Up for a minute.
Yeah.
Danhausen was excited that his friend Tony Elite vanquished Dave Honor. Well, that now makes you Tony Honor. So,
Tony Elite.
For the love of God, please, 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 please stop shitting on Jay Lethal, man.
That'd be wonderful.
Like,
first time you ever showed me who Jay Lethal was with the fucking Ric Flair shit.
No, what? The Ric Flair. Oh, yeah.
Jay Lethal is an amazing talent.
He has the Macho Man, too. Like,
yes.
Like, he sounds exactly like
Black Machismo.
Yeah, he sounds exactly like the Macho Man. And it's scary how well he sounds like
Bro,
him.
Quit it.
Quit.
Just Tony stop.
Quit.
Just stop. Tony Elite, just stop. We need more Jay Lethal. I need some Black Machismo in my life, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
That would be awesome.
But whatever. You just get Jay Lethal off Dark.
Come on, let's see him on Dynamite or Rampage.
Or there better be a longer storyline, something there to make it make sense. Which I don't see that happening because Frankie Kazarian.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean there.
No, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. Serena's staying here tonight, sleeping in the pod studio.
Yep.
So we're going to finish the Dynamite rundown, and then after that, we're going to do like a quick maybe 15, 20-minute episode of why.
Just called why.
Just why. Y-E-W. And it's going to be Y-E-W. W. Yeah, it's going to be like why.
H-E-W, and then with the W put H-Y. But...
Yeah, it's just why. So what's next on the docket?
Well, speaking of best friends, John Moxley and Brian Danielson defeated Wheeler Yuta and Chuck Taylor.
Of course they did.
Which was some fuck shit.
And then Wheeler Yuta was like, hey.
You try that.
Yeah, Yuta thought that he needed to go with... He thought
He's gonna.
He thought that he was at the level of being able to go with John Moxley and Brian Danielson.
But he got bitch slapped by William Regal.
Far down on the level of being with them.
Like, what do you...
The best friends better not associate with him after this. Well,
they did look like, hello?
Like, excuse you?
Now, we all know how the wrestling... We all know how the wrestling industry works. We've talked about it. We've talked about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. How does one prepare to just get absolutely bitch slapped by William Regal?
I don't think prepare for that. I think that just happens. Dude. Like, there's no preparing for that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have never hit a joint with a toothpick in my mouth before, but it works. It works.
Oh,
talk about how money is.
So. Now.
It's good placement.
Yeah.
William Regal
would hold it.
Slapped the shit out of him.
And he was like, go be a smart boy. And get
out now,
there.
If you ain't ready. If you watch Dynamite and you're listening to the podcast, you've seen it. Here in the next 1 to 2 days, we're going to have clips on the AEW YouTube page of like the top 5 moments from the week. I'm really, really, really hoping that William Regal slapping the fuck out of Wheeler Yuta is on there.
It better be out there.
It's like number 2.
If it's not, then good God. What we got next on
the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Look.
We're gonna
move on from this
I felt
faster.
Like it was important because like we all were like, "What the fuck?"
Hey, can I just say,
Matt Lee, stop twitching.
Matt Lee shakes too much.
And that being said, we're gonna move on from it because 95% of the promo was muted. It was muted, mostly because, I mean, what was it?
None of it.
Didn't Jericho call them Terrence and Phillip?
Yeah, so, originally he did call him
Terrence and Phillip.
And then now he started something with
If you
them,
don't know who Terrence and Phillip is, fucking Google it. South Park will come up, like
who
all that good shit.
South Park.
Seriously, though.
95% of that entire promo was muted. When I seen Jericho, open his mouth, I unmuted it, and then sadly, like, quickly remuted it because Daniel Garcia picked up the microphone and, like, look,
I'm a sports entertainer, too.
I'm a sports entertainer. Like, shut the fuck up.
Here's what I'm going to say. Are 2.0 and Daniel Garcia great wrestlers? Yes.
Yeah, no. I mean, you don't understand. They're not 2.0 anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because you and Serena, I think, were talking at that point.
I did hear their names, and I was like, what?
No, Chris Jericho said that...
Oh, did he rename them?
Listen, Chris Jericho said that the men in 2.0 are going to start going by their real names because 2.0 was made up by a stupid creative with stupid development.
Hold on, the stupid words back again. It was stupid idiots.
But it was like stupid creative, like something. Oh, it was something like stupid development. But I know it was like stupid creative.
Cease and desist.
Which is, like I said,
stupid idiots.
Because we know that 2.0 came from NXT, so Chris Jericho was like shitting on NXT because they're the ones that gave them 2.0. So apparently they're going by their real names, which is why it's like. Because his one, like, shaky dude's name is, like, Matt something.
I don't look.
And the other dude is, like, his name is Angelo.
Oh, my God.
I completely agree.
All right. Let me see. Matt,
apparently, the other dude's name, that the dude that goes by Jeff, his name is Angelo.
It's whatever. I don't.
Matt.
I really, like I said, I just let you go. I really don't fucking care.
Well, no, I'm just.
I don't care what their names are.
Well, I would just say
Serena.
You guys had missed that actually when Chris said it. And yeah. So they're not 2.0 anymore. They're just part of the Jazz.
Jake Hager is now MJF low.
Wait, with Jake?
I mean, he did look like he was wearing some, like, Burberry.
He's a big guy like Wardlow. He's
he's a MJF low.
He was basically.
Wearing,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's like a mix.
He's the, he is the Jaff MJF low. That's what he will now be known as on the podcast.
Max Low.
Max Low?
Max
Low,
no.
So, Jass Max Low?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah!
Max,
yeah,
that's the new nickname.
Yes, that will forever. Yeah, Jake Hager is gone. Enter the world of fucking Jass Max Low.
My God,
no, it's Wardlow's world. Fuck you.
No, it's Max Lowe's world now.
It's
Jass Max Lowe's world.
No.
Jass Max Low.
No.
All right, Serena, let's move the fuck on. What we got next on the docket?
Speaking of Wardlow, TNT Championship. Scorpio Sky defeated Wardlow.
Yep.
Sadly.
I was like, fucking, goddamn it.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a storyline.
I was going to say, everybody was like, goddamn it. But see, I am always the one of the group.
Hey, man, I'm just a huge Wardlow fan.
I foresee into the future. Am I always right? No. Am I sometimes wrong?
Too many of the times.
Yeah, but like AEW had us believing that fucking Matt Hardy was gonna be the exalted one for weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
Matt Hardy, I can't even blame AEW. Matt Hardy also took part in that. But at the same time, what we get?
That was the point.
Did we get?
You got fucking Matt Hardy.
We got Brody fucking Lee as the exalted one.
I'm glad.
And then they were nice enough to still give you Matt Hardy.
Winter, yeah, exactly. And then winter's coming. We got Sting. Like,
yeah.
I can't blame the company, but you know, what were we calling him?
Oh.
Oh, look, it was lost that quick. We had a good gimmick going.
What was it? What were we talking about? Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Wardlow.
War Daddy?
No, he's been the War Daddy, been the Warda. Oh, no, we were talking about Jake Hager. Yeah, we make fun of Jake Hager. Yeah, Max Lowe.
Well, that was fast. We lost that quick.
That fucking fast.
That went in and out.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you guys. We do have a bunch of fucking old school Scott Hall matches playing on the TV in the background in the pod studio right now. So, the distraction is there.
I thought we were talking about someone else. Because we start talking about debuts, I'm like,
yeah, Max Lowe.
No, yes, okay, yes, that's gonna be imbued in my brain.
What's next on the docket?
The Hardys defeated Private Party,
which was such a beautiful sight to see the Hardy boys together again.
It was like watching the young, untrained Hardy boys face the Hardy boys. It was great. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, like, that was, as far as I'm concerned, other than the main event, that was one of the more entertaining matches of the night.
Yeah,
it was.
Like, it was literally.
Well, it was just so good to see Jeff again. Mm-hmm.
It was just so good to see Jeff again. It was literally like watching the young Hardy boys that used to, like, do wrestling matches at local, like, fairs and carnivals around, like, North Carolina.
Mm.
It was kind of like watching the Hardy Boys face that version of the Hardy Boys. Like, yeah, it was really fucking cool. It was
a wonderful match.
I mean, okay, I feel like I'm undercutting Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn when I say that. Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn are amazing fucking talents.
Yeah, they're amazing wrestlers.
Like, it was an amazing match. But
seeing Jeff again, oh my god.
Who won the match?
The Hardys.
Obviously.
Oh, fucking course.
I feel like I've said it twice. I'm like, is his nose okay?
Isaiah's
been taking a while.
I ain't even worried about his nose, man. I'm worried about his whole face region. How's your eye sockets doing? How's your nose doing? How your face balls, you know, your eyeballs, how your face balls been doing, bro? Can you see? Is it caved in? What's going on? Can I take one moment just for the sake of safety and say, Isaiah Cassidy, stop.
Stop.
Like, please just stop.
It's hard watching you do all this
Last fucking Revolution.
I was gonna say, I ain't even gonna lie. I literally messaged Serena like every day for 3 days after that pay-per-view and was like, is he okay? Have you read anything? Is he okay? Like, Isaiah Cassidy, stop making us think you almost died.
Well, he did say he was okay.
Yeah, and then you told me that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to stop worrying now. This motherfucker looks like he almost dies every time he does something.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, example, tonight looked like his fucking whole face cavity got fucking caved in. Shit got all fucked up. Bro, just stop. We get it. Like, you badass. We get it. I don't want to fear for your safety anymore. When we watch a pay-per-view and I'm like, oh, fuck.
He did.
That's so bitch. He took a fucking Spanish fly through a table. And oh, fuck. Now he's not moving.
He did.
Do you okay? I don't know. We do know now, though. So.
He did.
We got the main event left on the docket.
Yeah. Also, I like how the crowd was like, see you.
All right, well, hang on. Y'all tune the fuck back in. Like, well, I mean, right after this really short commercial break for the main event.